What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. Really, really pumped on this one. I am going to drop some bombs on you today. I have something really cool that I've only been doing with my private clients that I am going to share with you later in the show. And it's surrounding what the topic of today's episode is. And it's basically creating a tsunami of new customers for folks. So And folks like PayPal, Airbnb, Discord, all these organizations use this. So listen, take some notes, write this down. There's some really great nuggets in here that could be life-changing for you and your business. So check it out. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics that the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Build Freedom Show. Today, we are going over how to create a tsunami of new customers without cold calling paid ads or SDRs used by PayPal, Airbnb, and Discord. Okay, so obviously success leaves clues and you find amazing things out when you study the best. And some of these companies have, actually all three of these companies have done millions and millions, even billions in revenue. And so I want to share with you what the opportunity is for you, the five biggest mistakes I see in here. And then, as I kind of mentioned in the open, I actually created a program that could be used by the masses in terms of what I'm talking about today that I've only allowed for my ultra high-end private inner circle clients. And so I thought it could be a good opportunity for other folks to leverage this at scale because it could serve massively. And so, however, I want to kick it off with a little story, actually. Essentially, I was sitting in an audience of over 5,000 of the top entrepreneurs, and one of the top business experts in the world, Tony Robbins, who's actually been rated as high as, I think it was three or top five in the world in terms of business experts, which most people don't really think of him that way. They think of him more as a personal development, but that was by American Express. And so anyways, the question he asked was, stand up if you have a referral system in place that you track KPIs on consistently. And of the 5,000, guess how many people stood up? Just take a wild guess. Okay, so only about 350 people stood up. 350, so that's roughly 7% of the room stood up. And then he asked the audience to stay standing. And he said, okay, if you have 2 to 3 referral systems in place that you consistently track KPIs on, still stay standing. So about another 150 people sat down. Actually, it was a little bit more than that. So now there are only about 200 out of 5,000 people standing. And the key question on why this really hit me or really resonated with me is because he then followed up as like, this is the single best way to grow your business and double and triple your business. And so I was like, huh, why did only 200 out of the 5,000 people have solid systems in place? This makes no sense. So I'm like, okay, I got to look at this deeper. Maybe this was just the audience I was in. Maybe it was just an anomaly. I got to see what's going on. So from there, I started talking to a lot of different CEOs or revenue leaders. And so I'm going to tell you, I went through 9 of them. Okay. And so, and these are some, I mean, $1 million company, $2 million, $5 million, $6 million, $10 million, $50 million, $60 million, $100 million, and even $100 billion plus. And I asked them all the question is, do you have referral systems in place? And every single one of them said no. So I'm like, huh. Once again, that's my thinking noise that I'm making, just kind of making fun of myself. Huh, that doesn't seem right. So, you know, I started looking in deeper. And so I'm like, okay, I was in a room of a massive amount of people. They don't have it. I basically talked to top business leaders. They don't have it. And the key element is they said, oh yeah, that's something we should work on, or we have competing initiatives, or that's something we want to get to. And so I looked into it deeper. And so I was just doing some research, and one of the things that popped up was I looked at and basically surfaced three facts. Okay. And some of these are through experience. Some of them are actually through HubSpot, but one of them that jumped out to me is referrals on average. And then when I say by experience is like actually tracking data over reps or over companies, but referrals on average have half the sales cycle length of cold calls, and are 125 to 150% of the size in terms of profitability because they come from a trusted source. Okay. So let me repeat that. Half the sales cycle length. Okay. That's one. This is one of those things you write this down. Half the sales cycle length. So that alone, I mean, just think about that. That alone could transform your business. I mean, prime example, you have one rep that basically takes 12 months to close a $1 million deal. Just by leveraging that, they could literally double their revenue and not do anything else just by feeding in warm referred opportunities versus cold net new opportunities. Think about that. Okay. Now the second aspect, and this is especially relevant for you business owners, founders, folks that are in charge of P&L, is typically the profitability is higher, 125 to 150% of a normal deal. And do you know why that happens? That happens because essentially the trust is there. So they don't feel the need to search this out and basically get 3 to 5 bids. And this is especially, I mean, powerful for large deal sizes. Okay. So you got those two written down. The next one is 84% of buyers are now kicking off their buying process with a referral. So this shit's happening whether or not you do anything about it or not. The buyers are already going this motion. So why not leverage that behavior that they're doing already instead of trying to create a different process or a different way? Okay. Now, last but not least, and this is another nugget you're going to want to write down, especially for you founders, revenue leaders, CEOs. After a positive experience, 83% of customers would be happy to provide a referral. But salespeople just aren't asking. Only 29% of customers end up giving a referral. Okay. So in light of that, I mean, that's some pretty compelling evidence, I would say. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, so I looked into it deeper and I'm like, why are people not successful about this? Or why are they not successful when they implement this? And I came up with 5 main reasons of why companies fail when they try and grow their business exponentially through this. Okay. So I'm going to break them down for you and give you a little, the biggest mistakes people make so that you could avoid them and deliver a different result for your company. What is happening? I really appreciate you checking out the podcast today. Had something super exciting that I wanted to share with you that I've only shared with my private clients. And it is called the Referrals for Revenue Challenge. Now, I previously have only shared these concepts privately with clients that pay me $10,000, $20,000 a month and more. And now I'm bringing this to you because this program is amazing at helping companies scale their company, scale their revenue, and scale their results. And so I want to share with you, check out the link below. It's live and there's live coaching involved. Other CEOs, entrepreneurs, revenue leaders, revenue generators. It's www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go. 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 It's also in the show notes. Hope to see you there live. It is July 26th to July 30th. And really excited to share this program with the world. So I hope to see you there. Enjoy the rest of the show. And I came up with 5 main reasons of why companies fail when they try and grow their business exponentially through this. So number one, they don't know the profit pathways. And you're like, Ryan, what is a profit pathway? A pathway is essentially what are the different routes that you could take or different types of referrals that you could leverage throughout your environment. Okay. And what I mean by that, are they double-sided? Are they single-sided? Is it at the purchase? Is it a lead or are there others? Right. And I mentioned those top 3 companies, Airbnb, PayPal, and Discord. That was one of the things that PayPal used. They did a double-sided referral, which means they not only paid the person that referred, but they also gave money to the the other client that was a referee. So something to think about that. But there are numerous types that you could leverage, and it's different for every business in terms of what's really sweet. You know, there's not a one size fits all. However, there are patterns and clues of what work really well, not just in one environment, but multiple times over. So essentially you want to stack those, right? You want to stack those pathways. Okay. Number two, biggest mistake is they don't have a process that's easy. They don't have a process that's easy. So what I've seen are the ones that have implemented referral systems successfully have a super simple behavior model. And what I've seen work the best is Instagram's behavior model by using a prompt based on tiny habits. You also have that prompt to align with a behavior. And then also it requires low motivation, and it's so easy to do from an ability perspective. So think of it, behavior equals prompt plus motivation plus ability. Okay. So they don't make it easy. Step number three, they don't prepare properly. They ask general versus specific. It's kind of like the question of asking your customer of like, what keeps you up at night? What's your problem? Right? Versus what's your single biggest problem in this area that if you solved it would change everything. So at the same time, if you're single and someone's like, okay, I got a bunch of friends that I want to introduce you to that could be a good partner, you know, significant other for you, whatever stage of life you're in. And they ask you, you know, what do you look for? Who would be a perfect partner for you? And you just give a generic answer of a male, a female, without any description of their hair color, their eye color, you know, what their interests are, their values, any of that, right? So what happens is people ask very general. It's like, hey, do you know anybody that could benefit from this service? So what happens is they do get referrals, but those referrals are a waste of time. They're poor prospects. They're terrible. They don't even align. They're people that you wouldn't even talk to if they walked into it just because they don't fit your model, right? Versus perfect prospects where it's asking specifically. Number four, they don't know their prospects' peaks. They don't know their prospects' peaks. And what I mean by peak is what is the emotional avalanche that occurs at certain points during your sales process or engagement process. And everybody has them. Like every customer goes through an emotional life cycle, if you will, when they're going through that buyer journey. And why this is important is because emotion creates action, right? So emotion creates action. Decisions are made through logic. Emotion creates action. And so what happens is most reps or companies ask at the worst possible time, which is kind of like asking the equivalent of, you know, when someone just had their dog die or their loved one die and you ask them for a favor right after they found out. Like that's how bad it is. So there is a timing element of it, but it aligns of when people are emotionally their happiest, because then they'd be willing to do anything for you. You know, an example of when they're happy is like they just got a super big win by your solution. They're like, this is awesome, Ryan. Thank you. This is great. Perfect time to ask, right? Okay. Last but not least, persuasion. Okay. They don't leverage persuasion properly, right? They don't leverage persuasion properly. And what I mean by that is you have to persuade to persuade, persuade to persuade, right? And what I mean by that is persuade means, once again, it's backing into the timing element. However, it's, and I love, and I'm going deeper on Robert Cialdini. I got to find out how to pronounce that because I always mess this up. But his books, Influence and Persuasion. And one of the things is it's built in, the mind is built and designed. And so you want to tap into the monkey mind that's based on core human nature when we're talking about persuading to persuading. So what happens is they're not leveraging any persuasion principles. They're just kind of asking, You know, they're just kind of walking in and asking, like I said, timing's bad, but they're just like, hey, can you help me here? Now, there's some amazing, amazing concepts in give to get, or called the reciprocity principle, where they've done studies and it shows that, if you give someone something that's unexpected and redeemed a value to them, they feel the need to repay their debt. Like a Lannister always pays their debts, for those Game of Thrones fans, right? They always pay their debts. And the reason why that is so critical and so important is because it's hardwired into human survival. Because in the past, you know, think about it, when men or women were sitting in a cave somewhere, you know, it was based on if someone brought you food, then you would reciprocate and help them out. And so it's designed around that core principle, and people like don't like to be in debt. So that basically, by unlocking those first principles of persuasion and using that, that could avoid the mistake of persuasion that most make. And by the way, this is based on 30 years of research on human nature. This is like physics. This is like gravity. This is like momentum. You know, you hold a ball out, you drop it, it's going to hit the ground. Now, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but if you leverage the laws of principles, it's going to work the majority of time and you're going to get the results. So I wanted to share these with you today because previously, like I said, I only shared and broke this down for my private clients who pay a lot of money to work with me one-on-one and help them implement these types of systems. However, I saw a massive need in the market for this because I thought this could be game changing and essentially give companies or folks who are selling basically the ability to grow like a venture capital backed company without actually being a venture backed capital company, a venture capital backed company, right? Sorry about that. So I saw the opportunity for growth and I'm like, this could change a lot of people's lives. This could help companies that have products or solutions that could change the world that just don't have experience. And so I actually created a challenge coming up and it's going to be in the show notes. You'll see it. It's called the Referrals for Revenue Challenge. It's a 5-day challenge helping you unlock those five and overcome those five biggest mistakes that I've mentioned so that you can start getting revenue from referrals. Very simple. I made it simple by design. And I'm offering this. There's a link in the show notes. You can check it out. There's a lot more detail on that, but feel free to check it out. I would love to have you there. It's live. It's 5 days of training. And I am telling you, you are going to be blown away because you create a tsunami of new customers without having to leverage some of the classic channels of cold calling, of leveraging SDRs or even paid ads that you don't need to use. So check it out. It's in the show notes. It's www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go, www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go. Hope to see you there. I'm doing it live. I'm super stoked about it. I want to share this with the world because I think it could be life-changing for individuals, companies, their mission. And so really excited to share this with you at scale and hope to see you there. Thank you for joining me. And I didn't even tell you this. This was the 100th episode. I was like super excited about this because I hit the 100 mark. So thank you for being a loyal listener. I appreciate you and I appreciate your time. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode and even hopefully on the challenge.